Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Well, we all have our passions and what we're passionate about. It's 995 QIK. And this guy, Andrew, in Lincoln, Nebraska, decided he would go to a city council meeting in his hometown and raise awareness about something that is bothering him quite a bit. Here it is.
I propose that we as a city remove the name boneless wings from our menus and from our hearts. Boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are already boneless. Our children are raised being afraid of having bones attached to their meat. We need to teach them that the wing of a chicken is from a chicken, and it's delicious.
With all the things going on in the world right now, let me go down to city council and talk about the fact that boneless wings are always boneless because they are not a wing. They are, what do they call it? He said a breast.
They're chicken
tender.
They're tender.
Wow, man, do I feel informed.
We've all thought about it before. So.
Have we?
Well, not going to a city council, but.
Here's the alternative names he's proposed.
Oh, yes.
Buffalo-style chicken tenders. By the way, they have those. Wet tenders, saucy nugs, or trash.
Oh.
Trash?
I don't know why he's so upset about this.
He says, I don't go and order boneless tacos, so why would I order boneless wings?
Well, dude, because they don't have any bones in them, and that's how people put them on the menu.
That's right.
There's a lot of things that have, you know, play on words or whatever, or probably not accurate to the actual, you know,
right.
Part of the animal or whatever that it's from.
He says, our children were throwing around names and words without even understanding their true meaning, treating them as if they are normal. He's like, we've got to teach our children better because
save the children. That's what
boneless chicken wings.
Kids can barely go back to school for quarantine, all that going on. But listen, guys, we need to really dig deep on this and understand the boneless wings are a fraud.
The video, we've got it up at 995QIK.com, is so funny because he's so serious in this video. He's got a suit on, tie, he's got his glasses on, his hair is long, and he's so serious about
it. Kind of looks like a guy that works in this building.
Kind of does.
Can you put that together?
I think I can.
Yeah, you think you can?
I think I can.
We won't call anybody out.
No.
But yes, you can check this video out, like you said. You got it, Lana. On our QIK Facebook page, where, ladies and gentlemen, please, by all means, take it seriously. They're not boneless wings.
They're not.
Buffalo Wild Wings is going crazy right now. We've been living a lie. That's what they think. All right, coming up 7:05, we have your morning motivation and then a new 7:15 second date update for you. Here's Kip Moore, Beer Money on 995 QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 995 QIK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. And right now it's time for morning motivation. Lana, what you got?
Starting today, I need to forget what's gone, appreciate what still remains, and look forward to what's coming next.
There you go. No place better to start than where you're at right now, you know, when it comes to rebuilding. If it's something that you have to rebuild your life on, something you want to make a change on.
Learn from your past, just don't dwell on the past and move forward.
I love that. All right. Dustin Lynch, mind reader right now, and then a brand new 7:15 second date update coming up for you. It's 995 QIK.
Time now for the second date update on 995 QIK.
7:15 second date update, Tampa Bay's morning crew on 995 QIK. All right, we have Alan reaching out to us today via email, QIKsecondDateUpdate@gmail.com. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Hey, good morning, y'all. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're hoping we can help you out this morning. So tell us about this date you went on. Who is she? What's she about? And what's going on now?
Well, I don't really know what's going on now, but I can answer the other question for you. Her name's Erica, and we met, like I guess everybody does nowadays. We met online. I was on Tinder, and we swiped the right way. But, you know, we DM'd that back and forth a couple of times, said, hey, you know what, why don't we go out and just do some casual, like, just light dinner and some drinks, whatever. So I took her to American Social in Tampa.
Got good.
Yep. And, you know, I felt like she looked even better than her pictures. I mean, I really feel like she was just really gorgeous. And I immediately noticed that she was dressed really well. I noticed those types of things, and I'm not just saying that either, because I could see other guys at American Social kind of checking her out. So, like, I knew she looked really good. I mean, she was one of the prettiest girls that I think I've ever dated, to be honest with you. So, I was immediately interested there, right? But not just superficial either, like really good conversation. I mean, we talked nonstop. I feel like I was exhausted from talking because we were both talking so much. So, you know, I mean, I think everything went amazingly. At the end, I don't know, maybe I misread it. I went in for the kiss a little bit and I got like the hug. So it was a little awkward.
Yeah.
Ooh. That was it, like the butt out hug? The awkward one where they're kind of like reaching over seventh grade dance style or what?
No, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
I was going to say, we can hang the phone up right now.
He forgets that one all the time and he knows it's done.
Very weird, yeah.
No, it wasn't that bad. I would have gotten that message. So I said, hey, let's do this again. And she said yes. And since then, I tried texting the next day. And no response there. And then I tried texting the day after that. No response. And then one final call a few days later and no call back. So, I mean, I really don't know what happened or if I got my wires crossed or what I'm doing here.
Here's what we'll do. We're going to try to call her because everything in your mind, everything went smoothly. Can't think of a conversation that came up that might have turned her off, right?
No, I'm racking my brain here.
Okay. Here's what we'll do. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to try to call her, all right?
All right.
All right, hang on.
We're all right.
Well, we are trying to help out Alan this morning on the 7:15 Second Date Updates. JR, Lana, and Kevin here, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Lana, your first impressions of Alan?
Well, it sounded like the date was really fun. He is really attracted to her. He said they had so much conversation, he was almost tired of talking. Went to American Social, which is a beautiful place right down in Tampa on the water. So, I don't know. But he did say that guys were kind of checking her out, though, in the restaurant, in the area.
So. Well, you can say two things on that. One, some guys get upset about that. Other two, is like, be flattered.
No, it sounds like he was like, I saw other guys looking at her because she's so pretty.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a good thing.
No, it's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. So. All right. Well, we are going to see what's going on with Erica and try to get a hold of her right now. Hi, good morning. Is this Erica?
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Erica. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QIK. We're Tampa Bay's morning crew. How are you?
I'm sorry. Who is this?
I get that a lot, even when I call my parents. It's interesting. Yeah.
That's awkward.
99.5 QIK, the country station here in town. We're calling you. See if we could talk to you for a second on the air, actually, about a date you recently went on.
Okay, like on the radio right now.
That's correct. Is that all right if we talk to you on the air?
I guess. I've never been on the radio before, so.
Well, cool. You can never say that again. We're actually calling you to ask you about this date you went on with a guy named Alan. I guess you guys met online on a dating app, and then you guys went to American Social, had a great time there. He said that you were absolutely stunning and maybe one of the most beautiful girls he's ever been on a date with. And he's really interested in going out with you again and was very excited about it, but hasn't heard anything from you since that date. What's going on? Why are we playing games with his heart?
You did not just go there.
Yeah, I did. I'm there. No, but seriously, Erica, what's going on?
Okay, so this is just all kind of random.
Yes, if it was normal, we'd be worried that radio stations call you about your days.
Right.
But honestly, thanks for coming on with us and being cool about it. But yeah, we want to know what's up.
We did go on a date and it's just not going to work out.
It's not going to work out?
No.
Well, we want to know why. What's up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, so first of all, Alan is like, I was really excited to go on a date with him. And like when I saw him in person too, like super stoked. He's just like, he's definitely my type. I really like his look and his like style and vibe. And we went to American Social on Harbor Island, and we could see, I don't know. The whole date was fine. Except he's just kind of like, I'm sorry, it's hard to explain. He's just basically a one-upper, and I just am not really into it.
One-upper?
Well, give us some examples of these one-ups he gave you.
Okay, so, like I said, we were at American Social, and you can see, like, you know, the water in downtown Tampa.
Great
and
setting.
Talking about how I love just, like, being on the water and going boating and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But as soon as I say anything that I like or enjoy or whatever, he's like, oh, well, my friend has a boat, you know, and
it's like basically the size of a yacht, and we go boating all the time, but we like take it to the Bahamas, and so like that's the thing that I'm used to.
And just it really didn't impress you at all.
Well, maybe it was just one thing he had said, right? Like this one instance about like, oh, I'd be like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, I want to go on a boat to the Bahamas. But it was everything, every little thing. Like, even if I'd be like, oh, I'll have a Diet Coke, he'll be like, oh, you know, my buddy, he knows like the guy who invented, you know, Coca-Cola products.
Like, gotcha.
Like, things like that, where it was like, dude, like, I don't know. And we talked about hockey at one point, and he was like, oh, yeah, well, one of my buddies, you know, he can get us like a suite there, and like we get to go there. And I only go watch hockey games if I'm in the suite, where we get like free food and free drinks and all this stuff. And I don't know, again, like maybe he was just trying to impress me, but it was such a turnoff. And it was like, dude, just be real with me for a minute and like just talk about things that you enjoy, not all these free things you get to experience and do. And like, I don't know.
By the way, everybody, I know a guy like this. I know many guys. It's the I got a friend guy. Always yep. has that. I got a buddy that does this. Like, really? Well, here's the deal. We actually have Alan on the phone. I would get why that would be annoying to you, Erica. So I want to get Alan's side of this. Alan?
Yeah.
You heard what Erica had to say. Why don't you just talk to her?
Hey, I mean, my real life, I'm not just bragging and I'm not just trying to impress you. I really do know a lot of cool people, you know? I mean,
I love it.
No, I'm serious. Like,
I'm sure you are.
Pay full price for tickets. Like, I'm not going to sit in nosebleed like some peasant, you know what I mean? Like, if you know cool people, then you get to do cool things. So it's all about who you know. So I'm not going to, you know, live a boring, mundane life. And I'm not going to apologize for being, you know, living a better life than most people.
Erica, I totally understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, we're getting a little taste of this. Let me ask you this, Alan. Have you ever heard a girl say, oh my gosh, I just love when guys are cocky and brag about themselves?
You know, I'm not hearing them complain when I take my friend's yacht down to the Bahamas, and I don't know why that's a bad thing.
Well, the one thing is it's your friend's yacht.
Well, you're still going on a yacht to the Bahamas.
I'm just guessing, Alan, that you don't see her side of things. You don't understand why that would be a turnoff for her.
No, I mean, these are all good things. Like, she gets to do these fun things with me, and so she's, like, complaining about it.
Well, Erica,
I want to talk to your friends about that first.
I'll ask you this, Erica. Is that, I mean, I don't think that helps at all, but do you have any interest in seeing this guy again or at least benefiting from some of his buddies?
Well, I'm so glad that you guys got to experience what I got to experience, and no.
Well, Alan, now you know why she's not getting back to you. I would say you guys go different directions. I think that's the best tip. There may be a girl out there that loves that. But it's not Erica, Alan. I'm sorry that we couldn't make it happen for you. I wish you luck. Have a safe trip to the Bahamas.
Yes.
Enjoy the hockey games. We can start going back to those.
And Erica, congratulations for being on the radio for the very first time.
There's a positive. There you go. All right, guys, take care.
Thanks, guys.
You got it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Well, Erica and Ellen are not going back out again at 7:15, second date update. JR, Lana, Kevin here because he's one of those one-uppers where when you say something, he's going to come over top of you and say, oh, yeah, I've done that, or I do it better, that type of thing. But he kept talking about his buddy's stuff.
And I don't understand if he was trying to impress her, but it completely did the exact opposite.
Absolutely. And it was just kind of like, oh, my buddy's got a yacht, my buddy's got this, my buddy's got that. It's like, hey, bro, what do you have?
Right, exactly.
And it's not even about possessions when you're first trying to get to know somebody, of course. All right, we got Jordan and Lutz right now. Jordan, what do you think?
That literally made me cringe while I'm driving to work.
Yeah, we were kind of looking at each other going, is this guy serious? I'm like, do you not see the other side of this? Have you ever heard a girl wanting someone's attitude to be like this?
No, like, that's too much. That's like saying, oh, my friend has a nice car, we can go in that. Like, that's just too much. You need to calm down, dude.
We all know somebody like this.
Absolutely.
Though.
I got a buddy. He's got this. I got a buddy. You know, that type of thing.
It's
all right, dude. I know you don't have that many buddies. All right. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too. Stay safe, guys. Thank
Bye.
You.
Yeah, if you missed it, it's going to be on the QIK app, our Instagram, and our Facebook page. You can check it out. But yeah, definitely one of those people that's just a one-upper and that just, you're like, what are you doing? Why are you going to just let me have a second here?
I totally can picture what this guy looks like in my head, too. It's like you just get that picture.
You're like, come on, guy. All right, coming up, we have your Universal tickets right now. It's Brett Young, Catch on 99.5 QIK. Good morning, it's QIK. Who's this?
This is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, what part of town are you from?
I live in Lithia.
All right, Sarah's in Lithia right now. Sarah, you want these Universal tickets or what?
Oh, my gosh, yes, I do.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a game called Know the Show. We're going to read a fact about somebody on the show, and you got to guess who it's about, JR, Lana, or Kevin, okay?
Okay.
Lana, does this all have to do with interviews?
Yeah, we've got a theme today, our first interviews.
The first country artist we ever interviewed. Here we go. Lana?
My first interview was with Keith Urban. Who's that?
JR, Lana, or Kevin?
JR.
That's incorrect.
That is incorrect.
That is actually
Kevin.
Who?
That was me. When his very first album came out in 1999, I was part of a show where he came in. There's actually a hidden track on the very last song on that album called the One Chord Song, where he plays one chord.
Right.
And he performed it live in the studio. That's how I remember it.
And that was your first?
I was in the room when it happened.
No, that's right. That counts.
Yeah.
That counts.
Keith Urban. All right, it's okay.
There's the backstory on that if you wanted to know it. And yeah, you're 0-1, but all right, we're going to keep going. Here we go. Second one.
My first interview was with Dierks Bentley.
Lana.
That is correct.
Lana!
Dierks Bentley, yes! Lady Antebellum at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater.
It's Lady A.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh,
is it? This week it is.
All right. And also have one that says, first interview was with Taylor Swift.
I'm going to say JR.
That would be
me. Hey, that's just an elimination.
Yes.
Yeah.
San Diego, California. Taylor Swift, just a young kid back then. I think she was opening up for Brad Paisley at the time. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, I remember that tour. Yeah,
absolutely. So that was her. But anyway, you got 2 out of 3, which means you got Universal tickets. Way to go.
Oh, my God. I've never been. I'm so excited.
Do you feel like you know us better, by the way?
I do.
All right, good. I'm glad we're bonding in this time right now. Well, thanks for listening. Hang on for me, okay?
Thank you so much.
You got it. Well, we will have more Universal tickets for you this afternoon at 4:40 with Travis. And then again tomorrow morning at 7:55. Coming up, your 8:10 Music Minute.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Cruise Music Minute. On 99.5 QYK.
Well, this year's CMA Awards will be a virtual event allowing only essential personnel to be on the premises. Now, the CMA Awards will be in November. This is the 54th Annual Country Music Association Awards, and the host for this will be announced in the next coming weeks. We just had the nominations for those CMA Awards. Luke Combs, he picked up 6 nominations, including Entertainer of the Year. And, of course, he says being recognized is something that he never even expected when he first moved to Nashville.
Getting 6 CMA nominations is pretty insane. 2 in the same category is just unbelievable, especially in a category that means so much to me. Song of the Year, and obviously being in the conversation for Entertainer of the Year for the first time is such a huge deal.
I'm excited, though, for the ACMs that are coming up because it's going to be neat. They're going to broadcast from all these different locations like the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, I got to stop you right there because this is the CMAs. We're all getting confused about this because they're happening right around each other. The CMAs are going to be in November, and we don't have any of those details
yet. I thought the ACMs were first.
The ACMs are first. The ACMs will be in September. That's the one with Keith Urban hosting, and they're going to be at all those different locations around Nashville, like the Grand Ole Opry, the Bluebird, all those.
And that's ACMs?
That's the ACMs.
Right,
yes.
Which I just said, right?
Right. You started off saying the CMAs.
Okay.
It's very confusing. And we're confused, I can imagine how everybody else is confused because I can't even keep it straight.
Please don't yell.
It in front of me.
Please don't yell like that.
Kane Brown, Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Dan and Shea, Florida Georgia Line, and many more are going to be performing. So let's just focus on the ACM's coming up September 16th, because that's Keith Urban's hosting that one. We'll focus on that. All right, speaking of some new music, Kelsey Ballerini said she's going to release a new album called Ballerini on September 11th. Now, this album will have pop country songs. These songs were meant to be performed on her tour dates, which, of course, were all canceled. So she kind of redid some of the songs, less production on them, and now she's going to be releasing that on September 11th. So if you love those poppy country songs with Kelsey Ballerini, check that out. And finally, Blake Shelton. We just absolutely love him. Isn't there anything that he can't do? You know, if you're not following him on social media, you really should be, because he's funny. Sometimes he just tells it like it is, and other times he helps people out. A teacher from Texas asked him to spread the word that she needed help buying some school supplies. Well, he did one better. He literally paid off her entire Amazon wish list.
Awesome. That is awesome.
She said, "I teach at a low-income school in Texas. I've never had my list cleared. Could you at least share it?" He said, "Ah, heck, I've had a few drinks. I'll take care of it for you."
I love it.
He didn't say heck. Right. He said something else. But anyway, right. But I mean, that's so awesome of Blake Shelton to do something like that. So
that got a few bucks at home. Why not?
Exactly. All right. That is your Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
All right. And by the way, the ACMs are first. CMAs are second.
Yeah. I got to look it up. Yes. The ACMs are first in September, hosted by Keith Urban. Yep.
And they're normally in April.
Gotcha.
But they've moved it to September
this
year.
That's why it's confusing.
Yes.
But the CMAs just announced all of those nominations. So that's why all this news is coming out. This is just too much.
Yeah. and the Teen Choice Awards are when?
The MTV Music Awards were last night.
All right. You're all over it. Thank you, Lana. Coming up, we got our Thursday 3. It's our top songs of the week. And then we let you take over the radio station and pick your favorite. Hang on. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. Right now, we are doing our Thursday 3. It's our top songs of the week. We pick our favorites, and then we put you in charge, and you get to pick out of those three songs which one you think we should play. And it's a little friendly contest between Lana, Kevin, and I, which obviously I've cleaned up the last few weeks.
I know. What is that?
Well, I'm a man of the people.
Oh, okay.
So they know. I got their backs when it comes to country music. All right, anyway, enough of that. I am not running for office. Here we go, Lana. Do you want to go first? All right, we're going to let Kevin go first. We'll let Kevin go first.
All right, well, mine is Cole Swindell, Single Saturday Night.
That's very, very good song.
It's a great song. And I think this is, I'm going to be a man of the people and choosing great country music, Cole Swindell.
All right, here we go. In the morning, you don't wake up in my shirt now. Even holding hands, walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah. Yeah. My last single Saturday night.
It's a great song.
Love that song. All right. You have a song right now. Russell Dickerson, that you love.
Yes, I love Russell Dickerson's new single that he just came out with. You know, this guy is always so positive and so happy. And every time a Russell Dickerson song comes on the radio, you just can't help but turn it up and just want to listen to it and sing along. So this is Russell's new single, You Look Like a Love Song. Love you like I used to.
Yes. By the way, that was your pick of the week. I didn't know the title. She's looking at me going, is that the title? I'm like, come on, Lana. This is your pick of the week. You okay?
Love you like I used to. Sorry.
Great song. You just can't help when Russell comes on and you just scream the lyrics, especially when you don't know the song.
JR?
Moving on. I went with Morgan Wallen. By the way, yesterday in Music Minute, when you said he might be releasing a double album, I got very excited. But right now, this is his song, Seven Summers, that I'm digging on. Back then you used to love the river and sea.
Songs
just such a cool vibe to that guy.
It does.
And this is one of those songs that Morgan just kind of released, and he's already got another single that, you know, he's working on the radio. So this one is kind of like a bonus Morgan Wallen track.
Yeah, that double album, if he comes out with that, it's going to be great. All right, so your picks are Cole Swindell, single Saturday Night, Morgan Wallen, Seven Summers, and Lana, what was yours?
Russell Dickerson, Love You Like I Used To.
Yes. All right, pick that song for us. You are in charge of the radio station right now. 800-992-1099. Here's an I Feel Good story for you. Out of Vero Beach, there's a food truck called the Dignity Food Truck that are doing something pretty amazing. For those who are homeless and looking for work. 99.5 QYK.
Right. So they are helping the homeless and those that are unemployed acquire job skills. So not only are you getting on-the-job training, but you're also getting a job by working in these food trucks. What the organizer who runs the Dignity Food Truck says what our students is lacking is real-time training in front of real customers. And that's kind of the truth. So we're helping them get a little bit of both and helping them get back out there in the working world. So how awesome is that?
I love that. So they're getting fed, they're getting paid, and they're learning to work and learning job skills.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go.
I know. It's a great idea. And this is right here in Vero, Florida.
So I love that. All right. That's your I Feel Good story right there on 99.5 QYK. Here is Blake Shelton over. Let's get into it. Trending in Tampa Bay, 22-year veteran, graduate of USF, graduate of Jesuit High School. He is the man. He is a 22-year veteran, and we love him. Kevin, what is trending in Tampa Bay?
Yesterday, I told you at this time that the Tampa Sports Authority, the people who manage Raymond James Stadium, would announce if there would be fans at the Bucks games later this week. Well, it's later this week. They have announced their plans. There will not be fans at the first two home games.
Come on!
But Miami and Jacksonville are having fans.
Are having fans. So.
And theirs are outdoors, too.
Correct.
Can we go back and revisit this? Who do I need to call?
Tampa Sports Authority, but it probably won't work. That means
it's
the
Tom Brady's first game as a Tom Buck. Brady's gotta have fans in there.
Well, we got a pandemic going on right now.
So, since the first two games are out, so who will they play the third game if fans are let back in? It will be October 18th against the Green Bay Packers.
That'd be a good one to go back.
Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady, that could be a good one to have fans for. Just saying.
Any game with Tom Brady is our quarterback.
This is true. Other Bucks news, they signed running back Leonard Fournette, who used to be with the Jaguars. He was released earlier this week, and they picked him up. So just another weapon for Tom Brady. There you go.
Tell everybody how much money we have left on our salary cap.
I believe it's $13,000.
Plenty of money.
There's not a lot left there.
Yeah.
The National Weather Service issued a heat advisory this morning, actually, for today. The heat index could feel like it's up to 110 degrees between noon and 6 o'clock today.
Sounds pleasant. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be a rough one out there.
Get out there and soak up that heat index.
Yeah. Go for a run.
The Hillsborough County School District released its return to athletics plan. Handshakes, high fives, share water coolers. They are out. Social distancing, obviously, whenever possible. That's still happening. Student athletes will only be allowed to have up to 4 pre-approved guests in the stands.
Wow. That is so sad for people that want to bring their families and all that. And they can't high five. It's going to be like this. Hey, Lana! Lana! Lana, good play on that last one. You did good. What? Never mind, I'll tell you later.
I know, that's pretty much right. And fans also must buy their tickets online before the game.
Mm.
And finally, the Rays and Yankees. I told you yesterday we had some fireworks where Aroldis Chapman threw at the head of Mike Brasso. Well, Aroldis Chapman got a 3-game suspension for that. Each manager, Rays, Yankees, they got a 1-game suspension for that. So what happened with the game last night? Well, the Rays went up to a 4-0 lead in the top of the first inning. Benches were going crazy. Nothing happened. No one threw at anybody. No one was hit, but the Rays won 5-2.
That's all that matters.
They went 8-2 against the Yankees this year, and obviously shortened year. We're only 60-game season, and they have a 4.5-game lead in the division.
Way to go, Rays.
And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
There he is. Kevin, 22-year veteran. Way to go, my friend.
Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.